Shalom Uvracha, we're going through Pesach, and we know it's a time of Simcha. Every day of Pesach is a mitzvah, the right of Simcha. The Rambam says that the Ikar Simcha is to be Sameach v'toiv leiv, should be happy with a good heart. It means to say that a person should focus on all the good things he has and feel that he's satiated with goodness, physical and spiritual, and that causes him to be in a state of happiness. You say Hallel every day, even though Hallel after the first day of Pesach is only Chatzei Hallel, it's not a minhag. But even so, even if we don't have the chiyuv to say Hallel, but Rambam points out that Hallel and Shira is a way of expressing Simcha. So even if it's not a chiyuv, but if we think of what we're saying, that in itself could be one of the ways we bring ourselves to feel the Simcha. So it's important while we're saying the house to pay attention to what we're saying, and it brings out the whole flavor of the Yom Tov that we're going through. I'll just go through a little bit of the Hallel. We start off with Hallel Kor, Hallel Avdei Hashem, Hallel Hashem Hashem. We know Chazal say these words were said at Leil HaSeder in Mitzrayim. Paro announced to Klal Yisrael, till now you are Avdei Paro, from now on you are Avdei Hashem. So when we say that, we think of what we're saying, it should give us a feeling of tremendous simcha, that we could have been Avdei Paro, subservient to the Goyish nations, whether it be full-fledged servants or just live like Goyim. We were zeicha to be the ones that were taken out of Mitzrayim back on the Shibohu. And therefore we're saying, Hi Shem Hashem Mevorech Me'ata Ver Oilom Yuz Hashem Shavoyim Ulu Shem Hashem Shem Hashem. We want to praise Hashem from when the sun rises till it sets. The world is full of glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because now we realize that here the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it also helps us appreciate the Bria, the creation of Hashem. And Pesach, when we walk around and we see the sky, the blue sky, with the sun shining, birds chirping, the trees starting to blossom, all this is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just something that happens. It's tremendous Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Together with that, we say, Ramal Kogoyim Hashem, Al Shemayim Kivoyim. Hashem is the most powerful, more than all the nations of the world. This is another thing that we saw by Yetzias Mitzrayim, how he overpowered Paro, who was the most powerful king in his time. We see it in our day and age also, all the world powers, some of them fighting for us, some of them fighting against us. But the Maisa, they're all under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody has a drop of Seichel, sees how Hashem is in fantastic fashion, orchestrating everything around Klal Yisrael. Even the Goyim see that, surely we should see this. And it should bring us a state of Simcha. I am the chosen nation of Hashem. Hashem is so lofty. And the Tadashen is Hashkocha is Mashpil Liros. He sees into our world. Each one of us to think about. We were Bechina of Ofer Dom. Whether historically we were like the most impoverished nation as being Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Avodim to Paro. And now we are the lofty nation, the nation that, like we're going to say, we say in the next part of Hallel, the Seisis Omi Mitzrayim, Hoysa Yudha Lekotshoy, we became His holy nation, Yisrael Mam Shaloysov. Most amazing statement, Yisrael Mam Shaloysov. Hashem are the ones that control the entire world. He empowered us with the control of the world. If we do mitzvahs connected to Torah, with Sameach, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us power that we can overcome everything else that goes against us in the world. And we continue to sing about the Kriyas Yamsuf, how we saw the laws of nature would change for us. And that recognition that everything we have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us to the tefillah and the statement, Yivorech es Beit Yisrael, Yivorech es Beit Aaron, Yivorech Yirei Hashem. We're not asking that I should make things happen, I should succeed. Hashem should give me the bracha, all the different facets of Klal Yisrael, the generous Yisrael, Beis Aaron, Yirei Hashem, Tanim HaGdolim. We know it's all from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need anybody else, anything else other than you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings us to the feeling of Moshe Hashem, called the Mulo, your love, how much I feel indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the tremendous goodness He gives me. How Hashem Kol Goyim Shavu Kol Umim, even the nations who praise Hashem because they see how much Hashem is changing everything they're doing to protect us. They see more than we see. Everything is good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His chesed eternal. I'm just saying a few points everyone should look into and pay attention to what you're saying, because if we pay attention to what we're saying, by how it could be another tool that we start our day off with to help us focus and how much we have to be thankful for. And then as we go through the day, in the special days of Pesach, we go with that mind frame that I'm so happy, so fortunate to be the nation that was taken out of Mitzrayim, the nation that are free, the only B'nai Chayim in the world. We're free from all the subservience to all the physical world, all to the nonsense of the world, all the virtual world. We're free to be the real world, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitz Hashem, the more we appreciate it, Ad Pesach, we'll get tremendous bracha for Eitz Hashem. Every Yom Tov has its bracha. I say, Eina Hashem, like in his birchas mayadech, Hashem gives us a bracha. Like we said before, if we connect to Hashem, appreciate Hashem, and the Yom Tov, Hashem will give us tremendous bracha, so we should have Seyat Shemaya, Ruchnis, Vigashmis, for the rest of the year, the Simcha of Yom Tov, and Yitzim will be Mamshich, the Simcha of the rest of the year, and bring us to the true Simcha, the Gula Yisrael, Shiyolim, and Heir, Yemena, the Yom Tov.